Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, welcome to episode 92 of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Date for today is May the 9th, 2012. Topic for today is going to be bullying and kids, what you need to know. You're actually looking at what's going to be a three-part series over the next 3 days at least. So far, it's looking as though I'm going to be able to condense this down into three. Very unlikely that I'll be able to do it. I've been collecting information on this for quite some while, and we're going to go over it today. Before we do that, let's get into a little bit of housekeeping. I want to ask two major things from you. You can do both, one or the other. If you guys would, sign up for the email episode notification. It is in the right-hand bar over there where it says email notification. Sign up, you put your name and your email in. That just allows me to keep in touch with you guys. And anytime I'm putting out free special offers, etc., that's where you guys can do it. It is completely, I make it completely free for you guys. I pay for the service. Hear me say, it is not a free thing, but I offer it to you guys for free because I want you guys to be able to have that. So one option is for you to fill that in. Second off, if you guys would, share this in the Family Podcast Network over on your favorite social network, whether it be Twitter, whether it be Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, whatever. I've got accounts in all of those. I update and I frequent them at least once a day. If you guys would share this out or share this episode specifically, some of the great things that you can do for me through all of this. Guys, with that said, that wraps up all of the housekeeping today. I am very fired up. I am very, very passionate about our topic for today. The reason for that is I didn't realize, I kind of had forgotten how passionate I am about this. I received a message today from one of the community members. I want to say a personal thank you out there to Donna. You know who you are. Thank you, Donna, for dropping this topic off. And she specifically requested that we go over this. I've had this in my book for a while. I'd put together some information, and there were just things that kind of kept coming up and information that I kept going over that kept me from getting to this. And when she said that, I knew it was time to jump into this topic. So I want to say thank you to Donna for bringing this up. And I went ahead and started just putting together everything that I could find on it and everything that I had collected. And I just forgotten how passionate that I get about this subject. And I'll tell you, as I've been going through this, I forgot about some of the kiddos that I've worked with over the last few years, that this is what they're dealing with. The hurts, the pains, the struggles. And I'm not talking about like skinned your knee, boo-boo hurt. I'm talking deep, searing, cutting pain that bullying can cause. And man, I tell you, as I was going over it today, it just totally reinvigorated my desire to educate, talk about this. So again, I want to say thank you for Donna for relighting that fire in me. I appreciate that. We're going to get into our topic for today. What we're going to get into today, I'm going to be straight with you guys. This is a very serious and a very heavy topic. Now, you guys know my personality. For those of you who've been listening long enough, you know the kind of person I am. You know the kind of personality that I have. I like to be funny. And I do that very strategically. Research has shown that when you inject humor into things, it helps people learn and retain. It helps memory retention and long-term commitment from your short-term memory bank to your long-term memory bank when you can make things funny, memorable. I will be using a small element of humor throughout this, but I want to be very, very clear on something. I am not taking a light issue or a light perspective on this whole issue that we're going to talk about today. I take this topic very seriously. So if I get into anything, I don't want it to come off as light. I think I've worded it and done it in such a way that it will not come off that way. But I do want to make sure that that is very, very clear up here at front. So that's my disclaimer for today. Guys, we're going to do a lot of education at the start about what bullying is. Why am I doing that? Some out there are wanting to know what can I do for my kid when. They're wanting to get to that, and here is my promise to you right up at front at the start. We are going to get to that. It is going to take some time. Be patient with me. We've got to start from the ground up and work the foundation here. For today, we're going to do education of what is bullying. The reason that we're going to do that is that a lot of people get confused as to exactly what bullying is. Most people prototypically think when they hear the word bullying is they see the very, very big kid who picks on the very, very little kid. And that is very true. That is bullying. The problem is that many, many don't examine the bullying that can happen across the different venues. Bullying can occur from the preppy, well-dressed, cute little teenager who's the cheerleader and loved by the entire school. That can be bullying as well. And here's another thing that we're going to talk about in a later topic. Now kids can bully a kid without ever even having to see him, without ever having to be in front of him. And yes, we are going to devote an entire topic to cyberbullying. We are going to go over the ins and outs of cyberbullying and what we need to be doing about that as well. But before we get into that, we've got to do some education. So we're just going to come right out at the start here and define what is a bully. Bullying is defined as unwanted, aggressive behavior that involves real or perceived power imbalances. It must be repeated or have the potential to be repeated. I'm going to give you guys just kind of a movie quote today about a famous bully from one of my personal favorite movies. Personal favorite movie? Back to the Future, 1, 2, and 3. I loved those movies as a kid. I watched Back to the Future 1 so many times that I had the whole movie memorized. Not a joke. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to over-dramatize. I could start quoting the movie from the start and end movie quoting the movie at the end. Every single part. I love that movie so much that I would watch it on VHS and I'd watch it over and over and over and I'd rewind it and start it over and rewind it and start it over, that I actually took a recorder and recorded the entire movie onto just a standard, you know, cassette tape. And then when I would go places with my family, when we'd go on vacations, I would get that recorder and I would listen to Back to the Future 1 on tape. This is no joke. I'm not trying to be silly here. This is a true story. So I'm going to give you guys a little clip from the movie Back to the Future. And it's just kind of some of the scenes of the famous bully, Biff, as he's making fun of the various McFly family throughout the different scenes. I have gone in there and edited out. There were several of them that had some more unsavory words that people would consider as offensive, and I have done my best to remove it. I think I've gotten them all. If I missed one, I apologize now, but I think I got them all. So with no further ado, these are some of the back-to-back clips of a kind of a recompilation of the bullying that comes from the famous bully Biff from Back to the Future.
But what are you, blind McFly?
Are you deaf, McFly?
What are you, deaf, old man?
Don't be so gullible, McFly. Don't be so gullible, McFly.
What kind of stupid name is that?
Must be rough being named after a complete butthead.
So what's it to you, butthead?
Just get in the car, butthead.
What are you looking at, butthead? What are you looking at, butthead?
He's a butthead just like his old man was.
Hey, butthead!
What are you calling butthead, butthead?
McFly, your shoes untied.
Your shoes unbelt.
Oh, McFly, your shoes untied.
Well, looky what we have here.
Looky what we have here. Your old man, Mr. Loser.
All right, punk.
All right, punk. Loser with a capital L.
Especially with that dog ugly head.
You chicken?
What's wrong, dude? You yellow? What's wrong, McFly? Chicken?
Hey, McFly!
Hey, McFly!
Hey, McFly!
Hey, McFly! I thought I told you never to come in here.
Thought I done told you never to come in
here. I thought I told you to stay in here.
You gutless yellow pie slinger!
Idiot. Yellow belly.
Dooted up, egg-sucking gutter trash.
Oh, that's about as funny as a screen door on a battleship.
I'll hunt you and shoot you down like a duck.
So why don't you make like a tree?
Why don't you make like a tree?
Hey, I'm talking to you, McFly, you Irish bug.
That's Bug George McFly.
And get out of here.
And get out of here.
Say hi to your mom for me.
In my personal opinion, I have watched lots of movies before, since, and long after that movie ever came out that had bullies in them. And let me tell you, with the exception of some of these new movies about bullying with these young girls who bully other girls, with the exception of those, I personally think that Biff was one of the best bullies ever acted out on the big screen. I mean, I feel like he pulled that off. He covered everything, and it was done to be, I mean, not overacted, but it was done in such a way that it showed just the ostentatiousness of what he would do and the things he would say. And yet, how there was kind of that almost air of like he was just playing, but not. And how he would do even the things just like how he would talk to women and how he would, just treat them as though they were of. And looky what we have here. As he was checking out her breasts or something. And just, he was just the epitome of just the amalgamation of all the bullies that you can imagine put into one. And so, again, I want to again say, I'm not using that clip to come off as light on this issue. Bullying is a heavy deal. And I'm telling you, you're not going to find many people that are more passionate about seeing bullying being crushed than me. But I thought that was such a good rendition of all the bullying that he does across all the different ways that he does it. He had the physical. He would always smack, McFly on the, on the face when he would say, "Your shoe's untied," smack, right? And then he would do the verbal stuff by calling that Irish bug, right? You know, which is just a horrible slander for Irish immigrants. You know, he would do the old version of Biff would do the hello on top of his head. And I mean, it was just a great rendition. And really, if you've ever watched this actor, I can't remember what his name is, but if you've ever seen this actor in real life in interviews, apparently he's one of the nicest guys in the world. So, I mean, I'm like, dang, dude, way to step into your character. But just a great, put together of all those things that you can see. So we talked about bullying being unwanted, aggressive behavior that involves real or perceived power imbalance. Bullies are using their power. And we're going to talk a little bit about the different kinds of power that they try to leverage. But they try to use their power to try to create an imbalance. I'm stronger than you. I'm smarter than you. I'm more popular than you. And they have various little things that they use to try to create that balance. It has to be repeated. Just because a kid does something that may come off as aggressive, or it may be perceived as like a power imbalance, just because they do that once doesn't mean that they're a bully. They might have just been in a really bad mood, or they might have had an accident, or they might have done something that seemed that way. Doesn't necessarily mean that there is a bully involved in that. It might have been just an accident, or a misunderstanding, or a really horrible day. But what happens is, bullies emerge when they realize that level of power imbalance has been created, and either they repeat it, or they leverage that, "I could repeat it." You give them a swirly, and then you threaten to do it to him again, right? There's always that impending fear that this kid's going to come give me another swirly. For those of you who may not know what a swirly is whenever basically they would take a kid and they would flip them upside down and dunk their heads in a toilet and flush it. Horrible thing. So that's the idea of bullying. It must include this. Remember, I'm going to repeat this again. There has to be an imbalance of power. Bullies will often use things like their physical strength if they're stronger or bigger. Or maybe they have social control through their gang, right? And I don't mean gang necessarily in like a completely affiliated sense. It might be, but I can just mean that. And I mean, if you take a look at even high income, I've set foot in a lot of the higher income high schools here in Texas that are just filled with just whitey white folks, just as white as me. And you know what? I've seen gangs in there too. Now, they may not be hanging blue or red flags or flashing symbols with their hands, but they are every bit as much gangs by how they act and affiliate. So they'll often use the empowerment through that. They may imbalance the power through embarrassing them or making fun of them. They may use information about something if, they have, for instance, if they find out that one little girl stuffs her bra to make her breast appear larger. And then they use that information to as a power imbalance against that kid. Bullying, right there. Absolute bullying. And then sometimes, the last one is, and this has been most recently added to this definition of bullying, and listen to this, it's so fascinating. It's whenever kids will use popularity as an imbalance to control somebody. That's a more recent addition, and that's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So it must include the imbalance of power like we just talked about. Second off, for it to be billing, there has to be a repetition or leveraging that fear of repetition. Right? So if somebody comes in and hits a kid in the stomach, you know, and then runs off, and then they come back and say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that again. They don't do it again. Not bullying. Stupid move maybe, but not necessarily bullying. So what are some examples? Let's talk about some examples of, and these are some of the more common ones. And if you take a look at a lot of the different types of bullying that there is out there, they kind of fall under these right here. Number one, you can see threats. These are threats on kids. I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt your little brother. I'm going to punch you in the face. I'll see you after school. Don't step into the bathroom or you know what's going to happen. I'm talking about the swirlies, right? Next off is rumors, spreading rumors about somebody. This can be one of the most nasty ones ever. We've all heard the infamous gossip, right? We've heard people talk about gossip. This is a nasty one to deal with. But starting rumors about people, well, I heard that the other day she was giving old so-and-so a blowjob. Forgive my crudity in saying that, but this is the kind of thing that's happening. Spreading stuff like that. Spreading sexual rumors. Spreading rumors about sicknesses that somebody has. Next off for the examples is physical and verbal attacks. Those are nasty and dangerous, man, I'm telling you. These are whenever kids are calling other kids fatso, fat butt, stupid, ugly, metal mouth, pimple face, crater face, pizza face. Or maybe it's just flat out knocking them around, hitting them, punching them, kicking them. We're going to talk a little more in depth about that here in a little bit. And then last, another some of the examples that you'll see, exclusion, excluding a person on purpose. Deliberately setting up to where they cannot be a part of things. That absolutely can be bullying. Especially when you have those main things that imbalances the power and it happens repetitively. So let's move into the different types. We're going to go through the three different types, which are verbal, social, and physical. And then we're going to wrap it up for today. Tomorrow we're going to move into how do we talk to our kids about bullying. And then we're going to wrap it up, hopefully, on what do we need to be doing with our kids. And then we'll probably move to a fourth on cyberbullying. I can't decide if I want to do it this week or next week. But let's talk about the different types. Number one is verbal. These are the things like teasing a kid. Teasing them about a certain characteristic they have. Maybe it's braces. Maybe it's glasses. Crap almighty, I've worked with some. The thing that they were teasing them about was the fact they didn't have a friggin' cell phone. You don't have a cell phone? You know. Maybe it's their social economic status or how much money that their parents make. Teasing can be a gross one, man. I'm telling you, it's nasty and hurtful. Next off is name calling. Calling people specific names. Guys, I'm going to be honest. Some of the ones that I hear is slut, whore. Those are big ones. Man, it's like little girls are just going to be freaking mean, man. But that's some of the ones that I've heard working with. Next off, we've got to handle this one kind of delicately, but sexual comments that are considered to be inappropriate. Now, there is an element of sexuality in junior high and high school that is somewhat to be expected from kids. Now, I've got to flirt with this topic real carefully here. Because some of you guys kind of believe the way that I believe, and it is that, you know, for instance, in our family, we have a firm belief that sex is something that you save until you are married. Not for archaic reasons, but it is the process of sex that is very intimate, and that it binds two people together emotionally and mentally, and it's very difficult to separate apart from. So when we say that, there's no judgment if that's not what you did as a family, nor any judgment if that's not what you do with your family. So, but some of you guys do think of it that way. But let's be honest. there are sexual things happening in your kid's school, if they're of that age where that's normal. Bullying comes in when there are inappropriate things done that are sexual. And we do need to be watching out for those things. Next off is taunting. I had to go look up taunting to make sure that I got this right. So let me read you guys the definition. Taunting defines as provoke or challenge someone with insulting remarks. An example being, students began taunting her about her weight. It also can be to reproach someone with something in a contemptuous way. She taunted him with going to another man. So those are our definitions of taunting. Anytime a kid is provoking another person to anger or challenging someone with insulting remarks, making fun of somebody because of their weight, making fun of somebody because of how they dress, that is bullying, pure and simple. And then last for verbal is just flat out threatening harm. That verbal part of it where you're just threatening to beat them up, threatening to do this to them. But that can also be, you know, threatening to take them outside after class. Or I would go as far to say this can be even threatening to, like, show off some pictures that they have of them that maybe are risque. Or threatening to text them saying that they had sex with so-and-so. I think these things can be classified under the threatening of harm in the verbal category. Next type is, so the first category is verbal. The next type that I see that I have seen that has been the most common is social. This is the one where you'll see, like, girls maybe in some cases leaving out somebody else on purpose. And they don't really have any good reason for it, but they leave them out of things to do, out of groups. Maybe they're put into a group together, but they won't include this kiddo. Can very much so be bullying. Telling others not to be friends with this person, right? This is the one that I see a lot more girls do than guys. And I'm not saying there aren't boys out there that are doing it too. Don't mishear me on that. But I've seen this a lot, at least in my office. Girls will tell them, you know, don't be friends with her because of this. Don't be friends with her because her mom works there. And those kinds of things. It's really happening. Next one on social one is spreading rumors. This is, oh my gosh, this is one of the nastiest ones. Spreading rumors about somebody. Typically a rumor is not true. But they'll spread these informations around just to slander this person. Because, again, what does it do? It shifts the balance of power back to the bully. And, you know, that's really the interesting thing about bullying is that, you know, I mean, bullies are not the devil. And we're eventually going to break that down, too. What do you do when your kid is the bully? We're going to break that down, too. And kids that are bullies are not Satan incarnate. I promise you. In most cases, they feel so out of control, they are willing to do whatever they need to do to get back into control. Now, I want to make sure you hear me say, that ain't going to fly. You do not bully somebody to rebalance control, because in reality, you don't actually get any control back. But anyway, that's a podcast for another day. Next one on the social is embarrassing someone. You know, having embarrassing photos or video or audio footage, having an embarrassing note and threatening to give it to somebody, knowing something about them physically and leveraging, telling everybody in the school about that embarrassing stuff, or maybe embarrassing them flat out. Another big part of it. And then last, we're going to talk physical. Your most obvious ones are things like hitting, kicking, punching, and those kinds of things. You're also looking at even doing things like spitting on somebody. It's very derogatory, very demeaning, horrible, horrible. Spitting on somebody, tripping or pushing them can be one. Taking and or breaking a person's things. You know, if you know, breaking their pencils or crushing their cell phone or ripping up pictures of something that somebody has, or tearing up their textbooks, any of those kinds of things. And then mean or rude gestures. Now, some of you guys thought about the universal mean gesture, right? Which is the extended middle finger, right? The bird. But this can even be things like, have you seen those little rotten snot faces that some of these little teenager girls will do? Right? That can also be a guy shooting a bird to somebody. Anyway, here's what I'll promise you. We're going to go over how do we deal with this. We're going to go over how do you talk to a kid who's getting bullied. We're going to go over how do you work with kids. What do you need to be doing with your schools? We're going to go over all that good stuff. But here's the one thing I'll promise you. You know somebody right now who's getting bullied. You do. If you know and have met your friend's kids, and you know, and let's just say you have met 10 people in your kid's class. Doesn't mean you have to know them deep and intimate. Maybe you just met them one time and you know their name. Maybe you don't even remember their name, but you remember their face. If you have met 10 people in your class, research studies that were done in 2009 show that 2 out of those 10 kids that you have met are likely being bullied. That's 1 out of every 5, guys. 1 out of every 5 kids. If you saw 5 of your kids' friends today, and including your kid, because it could be your kid, 1 out of those 5 kids that you saw today is likely being bullied right now. And that kid could be your kid. Another study that was done in 2008 found that in grades 6 through 12, it was almost 3 out of every 10 kids. It's like 28%, I think. But it was almost 30. 3 out of every 10 kids are getting bullied. This is a big deal. It needs to be addressed. Most people have been told that whenever your kid has a bully, what do? You stand up to him. I do not recommend this. We're going to talk a little more about what you should do in a later podcast this week. But I don't recommend that because I've seen a lot of kids get really hurt. And guess what? It didn't stop a thing. In most cases, it just feeds the ego of this kiddo who now feels like they have more control because the one time that they did step up, they crushed him. Meant metaphorically, but that'll work literally in this case. We've got to put a stop to this. And there is a way to do it. But you got to be careful with it. There is also a wrong way to do it. And we're going to talk about that as well. So as we go over these next 3 days, we're going to cover pretty comprehensively. What do we need to be doing? How do we need to be doing it? So that we can affect change in our kiddos. Your kiddo does not need to grow up going to school living in fear. That ain't okay. We're going to talk about how we do that here at thefamilypodcastnetwork.com. Share this out there. Guys, I will promise you, if your kid's not getting bullied, one of your kid's friends is, and their parents need to hear this. All you got to do is run by www.thefamilypodcastnetwork.com and share this on Facebook. There's a button right above this dadgum post that you're listening to. It'll allow you to click over and share that over there. Share this over there so we can teach other parents what bullying is, how we talk to our kids about it, and what we need to be doing with it. It is that important. Guys, I can keep going on this forever, but that is all we're going to go over today for this episode of the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Have a fantastic day. I look forward to getting back with you tomorrow on part 2 of bullying. What you need to know.